Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the fourth call of this series on ways to create fresh, responsive leads in your own backyard. And I believe that this will be the last call, although I do have some things in store that will help those that weren't able to make all of the calls. I've got so much, I don't know where to start here tonight. Let's start with finding prospects. You got to understand that prospects are basically the foundation of any business, because they're your potential customers to the business and your potential dealers to the business. Let's define a couple of words like promote. Let's start out with the definition of promote, which is the most important word in finding prospects. Promote means to make known. Have you ever had someone in your organization whose business wasn't growing and when you called them up to find out if there was some way that you could help them, that through a series of questions it was revealed that person didn't want to come off sounding too salesy? You know what I mean by that? And this stopped that person from promoting. Well, promoting is, you know, it's you have to do it. Think about how everyone else promotes. A politician promotes so he or she can make a whole community life better. So he or she's making herself known to the public by promoting and making known to as many people as possible what he or she could do for them. If you've ever noticed, well, I'm sure you have, that politicians promote on TV and radio, signs stuck in the grass or in the telephone poles along busy streets, or maybe they're speaking at various group meetings. How about a college? They promote what courses it offers, right? It might promote on the radio, it might promote in the high schools or through sporting events. A stockbroker, they promote that they can help their prospects make money. A local restaurant, they promote radio and mailing brochures and discount coupons. The worst thing you can ever do in your EcoQuest business career is to think or worry about or get the idea that it's unprofessional to promote. You really need to know and understand promotion. You know, the only way you can have prospects, therefore customers or dealers, is to promote. And the only way for you to make money in EcoQuest is to promote. You can write down your goals and your dreams and study them every night, but they're about as effective as a billboard in the middle of the desert if you're not promoting. You know, no one knows that you exist until you make yourself known. So if you ever find yourself where your business isn't growing, or you don't have enough prospects, or enough customers, or enough dealers, what you do is you do more promoting. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about the right people for our business, what they look like. I did several talks at the Success Institutes on leaders, and the handout that's in your old Success Institute manuals has a pretty good description of what leaders look like and how they act, and I'm just going to do a little quick recap here. Here are some traits that your best candidates will possess. Number one, they will be small business owners or somebody that is already self-employed. Those are probably the best candidates that you can possibly run into. Number two, what they did as a kid to make money. People don't realize how important that is. What did they do as a kid to make money? Did they cut lines or sell Christmas cards or pick up Coke bottles and sell them, or babysit? In other words, the person you want learned work ethics at an early age. And their past can be quite revealing, you know, even after they went through their childhood. If a person has a corporate job or even a professional, and he does things on the side to make extra money, then they possess the work ethics of someone who's got, you know, a better chance of making it in our industry. In other words, you want somebody that's paid the price of a lot more than just 40 hours a week. That person that was spoon-fed all their life, well, they probably won't make it in our industry. Number three, although there are certainly exceptions to the rule, under the age of 25 are normally not our best candidates. 35 to 50 are pretty good candidates if they're making $40,000 a year or so and they're a homeowner, but they just haven't made it yet. But they want to make their mark in life really, really bad. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a few minutes when we talk about postcards in your local area. Right now, let's cover a couple more ways to create fresh, responsive leads in your own backyard. Buttons. Herbalife built an empire in the 80s with a stupid little button that said, "Lose weight now, ask me how." I'm sure some of you have seen those buttons. You might even worn them at one time. Please remember, success comes from duplication, not necessarily innovation. If it worked for Herbalife, why won't it work for you and I? Well, folks, it does work. How do you think a button that said lose weight all around the edge of it, you know, multiple times, with the in the middle of it said, ask me about the hot product, how do you think that would do? Again, this is not about you. It doesn't matter if you never sell a product or have a business prospect ask you about your button. You aren't the issue. A duplicatable system is. Helping other people is the issue, not you. Thousands of dollars worth of products are being sold just by people wearing these stupid little buttons. Now, I know some of you, you know, you got these egos that just won't allow you to do such things like this. Well, let me share with you what I heard on a video one time quite a few years back from an MLM trainer named Jeff Combs. Jeff Combs, by the way, was broke about most of his life, and he got into network marketing for the first few years. He didn't do very well, and then he took off, made several million dollars in 2 or 3 years. Here's what Jeff Combs said. He said, "The problem with most people is that their ego is bigger than their bank account." Now, Jeff said it, but I sure do agree with it, but y'all get mad at him. I got enough people upset with me. Imagine building a downline with tens of thousands of people, and they all enter the marketplace with this stupid little button on. Folks, I've done it. I've wore those buttons. I know it works. Can you imagine the number of products that are going to be sold or prospects that are created with a duplication of just this one idea? When your paycheck is big enough, you know what? You don't really care what anybody thinks. You care about teaching people what works and what will help them prosper. And I'll tell you what, as a side note here, most people aren't thinking about you anyway. They are too worried about wondering what you're thinking about them. Listen, if you want to have some fun, here's what you do. Get some dealers together and go to the mall. And walk up and down the mall, and when you get near someone, say, "I noticed you were glancing at my button. Here's a flyer on this fantastic weight loss product or skincare, whatever you might be doing." They're not going to say, "No, I wasn't looking." You can get a lot of brochures out that way. Okay, let's talk about the three-foot rule. I know every one of you has heard about the three-foot rule, but there's a little twist here. The three-foot rule is an idea that has been talked about in our industry for years. In other words, it's basically if someone comes within 3 foot of you, you talk to them about our products or our opportunity. Well, that's fine, and the reason a lot of people don't use it is because they don't know what to say. Well, here's a script that works, and it works every single time. When you're in a business or a restaurant or a boutique or you meet someone that you feel would be a good prospect for our business, here's 4 questions that you ask them. How long have you been working here? Do you enjoy it? Are you earning enough money? Now you can imagine what they're all going to say to that. And the 4th question is, if I could show you a way to blank, would you blank? Now, of course, you need to customize the blanks to your prospect, their needs, and our opportunity. About 75% of the time, this is what I would say. If I could show you a way to earn an extra $1,000 a month working from home, would you watch a short DVD? Simple as that. There's the 4 questions. How long have you been working here? Do you enjoy it? Are you earning enough money? If I could show you a way to earn an extra $1,000 a month working from home, would you watch a short DVD? Now, I'll tell you, also, Bob Giddens' Invitation to Examine brochure, everybody should be familiar with that. It's an excellent brochure to hand out to people like this in a situation like this. Those are a dandy. Okay. We're going to spend the majority of our time right here on this subject, postcards in your local market. This is one of the ways that I built our organization, and I've sponsored a lot of people with this method, and mostly only mailing like 100 postcards or so a week. All the postcards were mailed on a Saturday. I wanted them to receive them on a Monday after a long day, hard day at the job there when they got home. In 1997, Jennifer and I were entering our second year in EcoQuest, and we'd pretty much worked through our warm market list, which was over 200 people. We'd contacted each one of them and shared with them our products and our business opportunity, depending on who they were. I had been sold on the concept, and I believe strongly in two fundamental ideas. You build the business in your backyard first. In other words, you don't go across the country until you're going across the street. And you build a strong, solid local organization, and then you expand your business where leadership takes you. In other words, you don't go into a new area and try to find leadership. By natural expansion of your market, it will go to these other places. You just let the natural progression and duplication of your organization determine who you spend your time with and where. It wasn't long after, it was around 97 or so, I stumbled across this postcard idea that's earned me a lot of money. And I still advocate it today. We have people in our organization who routinely mail 50, 500 postcards each and every week as part of their ongoing recruiting campaign. Imagine this. Here's what you want you to think about. Imagine that you arrive home from work on a Monday afternoon. It's been a long, hard day. Like 77% of the American population, the first thing you do is briefly thumb through the mail. It goes something like this. Catalog, car payment, electric bill, catalog, installment loan, payment, catalog, water bill. Wait, what is this? A handwritten postcard that reads, "Hello, I've been wanting to talk to you about a part-time management opportunity with my company. Call me, Mike, 254-6567. What are the majority of the Americans thinking at this point? Mike who? I don't know any Mike. Do I? Look, it's a local number. Should I call and find out what this is all about? I wonder why there's a local number. Heck, I might as well call. The bottom line is this program will have fresh local prospects calling you. On average, you can expect 5 to 10 calls for every 100 postcards that you mail out. If you turn around and mail the same people the next week, your response rate will be about the same, 5 to 10. The next week, it will be about half as many. That means it's time to move on to a new neighborhood. The bottom line is that 3 mailings to 100, just 100, could end up with about a 15% response rate, and believe me, that is fantastic. When the phone rings, you need to be able to handle it from that point on. And, what is your specific objective? To qualify them? To send them to send them an info package or to your website? Invite them to a business overview or, biz op? To meet with them one-on-one? Whatever your normal business procedure is, whatever process you have in place right now, you follow it. I still recommend that you have them call into a voicemail with a message that says something like, "Thank you for responding to our local advertising campaign. We are very busy right now because we're expanding our business in the local area. We are looking for a couple of key people to help us. Please leave your name, address, phone number, and email, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible." Simple as that, folks. That's you don't want anything more than that. When you call them up, well, with this particular promotion, you don't. When you call them up, one of the first questions should be something like, "Hey, Joe, why did you respond to our postcard?" Now, what most of them are going to say is they are curious. Now, remember what to say to that? I've said it in the previous call. "Well, thank you for calling, but we're not looking for curious people. We're looking for serious people." And then hang up. You got more people to call. They still got your number. Remember, people want what they can't have. And folks, you've got the gold, and your attitude has got to be very particular about who you're going to share this gold with. Now, if you get an answer something like, "Well, my wife is fixing to have our third child," or "The company I'm with just laid off 100 people," or "I'm just looking for something different." Well, now that's who you're looking for, folks. You're not looking for the guy that says, "Yeah, tell me what you got. I'm just curious. I'll tell you what I got. I ain't got nothing for you. Thanks for calling," and then I'm going to hang up on the guy. You've got the gold, and you can't waste your time with that kind of a yo-yo. You're not looking for people that that you have to burp and diaper and convince. The thing about it is you're wanting this phone to be ringing. And if you've got enough methods that we've talked about where you have 40 going into your funnel every month and 4 to 10 dropping out the bottom every month, then you don't have to put up with that kind of stuff. Just remember, you got to take control of the phone conversation. If you let them take control, they'll eat you up alive and you'll quit doing this proven method. And it works, folks. I'm telling you, this works. And there's 5 key points now that you got to follow to make this thing work. Number 1, target subdivisions for your postcard mailing. You don't want to mail into the slums, and you don't want to mail into the really affluent neighborhoods. You target subdivisions with the nice starter homes, where there's a large number of young couples residing, you know, preferably with children. Now, when I say young, chances are anybody under 25 can't afford to live there anyway. Drive the subdivision and make a list of all the street names. You can also use a local map to collect the street names. Now, here's what you do. Number 3, you use a crisscross directory to go to your local library and you ask for this crisscross directory. The directory works the opposite of a phone book. You simply look up the street name, from your master list there, and it will give you a name and an exact address of everyone who lives on that street. It's simply a matter of copying the pages from the directory for each targeted street within the subdivision that you've scouted out. Now, if you've got internet access, back when I was doing this, we didn't have this kind of thing, but today, if you've got internet access, you can go to http://zip.langenberg, and that's spelled LANGENBERG.com. And when you get there, you go to the reverse directory, and down in the reverse street address cross-reference, just type in the street and the city, and it will give you all the names of people who live on that street. Okay, number 4, once you've done that, number 4, you purchase a prepaid and a stamped postcard from your local post office. Now, I recommend buying them 1,000 at a time. And then you handwrite the message on one side of the postcard with a black felt tip pen. Then you take those cards to your local printer and you have them printed. You will not be able to tell the difference between the handwritten postcard and the printed card. Okay, number 5, use the list you have copied from the directory to address the cards during downtime. Now, some of you are saying, downtime, what's that? Well, downtime is when it's too late at night to be calling people on the West Coast. Or if you must watch the electronic income reducer, also known as the TV, you can still be productive just addressing these cards. You can at least address postcards while your brain gets riddled with all the trash that's on TV. Remember, there is no PV in TV. And I'll tell you, I really do recommend that you address all 1,000 cards before you even start mailing. To kick off this program, all you need to do is decide how many cards you're going to mail each week. Now, I recommend you send 100 weekly, and certainly no less than 50. You want them to receive the postcard on Monday, so you'll need to mail them on Friday or Saturday. It depends upon the mail time in your town. Here in Melbourne, it's one day. If it's in Brevard County, they get it in one day. Sometimes even one day to Titusville or even Melbourne or Orlando. This activity, obviously, is just one part of your entire prospecting program, but I'm telling you, you can expect 5 to 10 calls for every 100 postcards mailed. As your skills and your attitudes develop, your sponsoring rate with this program will become better and better and better. And if you have a strong local opportunity meeting, or if you use the conference calls to plug your guests into, this recruiting system can be a constant flow of new dealers into your organization. I've used this system, and I can tell you it's a great way to refine your skills and become comfortable with the entire recruiting process. That's why I suggest you print and address 1,000 postcards minimum before you even start. If the first couple of callers are negative, most people have a tendency to quit working the program. But how can you quit mailing them when you already have postcards that are printed and paid for? You might as well continue to mail the cards. You've already paid for them, so, you know, that's just a good incentive to keep on doing it. And remember, consistency, very important. I know that if you persist and you go through the numbers, you'll sponsor people with this program, and it'll make a major impact on your business. Now, last week I gave you all a web address to review, and that web address was www.infousa.com, infousa.com. If you reviewed it, then you know it represents a world of possibilities. This website is a marketer's dream, whether you're doing direct mail response or even cold calling. This website provides millions of residential addresses and names and businesses too. The best way I can describe its capabilities is to give you an example. I went to www.infousa.com and provided the type of people that I was interested in. It's menu driven, so it's pretty easy to do. For this particular search, I chose this, Melbourne, Florida, all the zip codes in Melbourne, Florida. And this is the description. They could be male or female. They had to be married. They had to have pets. Their income had to be $35,000 to $50,000. They had to be 25 to 50 years old. They had to be interested in high-tech gadgets. They bought something through the mail in the last 12 months. They subscribe to a business or investment magazine, and they are interested in weight loss. Now, this website did a search for these people. Remember, this was right here locally in Melbourne, Florida. This website did a search for these people, and in seconds, it came up with 56 people that fit all the criteria that I had entered. And the total cost was a mere $16.80. 56 people for $16.80, and they were super qualified. No, it doesn't mean that they wanted to buy an air purifier or that they wanted to necessarily even lose weight. They were interested in weight loss or skin care or anything of this nature. But look at the background that they have. Look what they're engaged in right now. Look at the age. Look at, they've got some money. They've bought something through the mail. So you could send them, you know, a weight loss or skin care or something of this nature, and there's a pretty good chance that they'll buy it if your promotion is good. 56 people, $16.80. That's like 30 cents a piece. It don't get a whole lot better than that, let me tell you. And I've been dealing with leads for a lot of years. Folks, that is powerful. 30 cents each for a really highly qualified list. Now, it'd be a matter of, you know, getting the right media in front of them at the right time in their life. Okay, CWT file. We got to talk about CWT file, the Chinese water torture file. Okay, we got 40 people going in and 4 to 10 coming out of our funnel. Remember those numbers. Every time you get a prospect in your funnel, you need to have closure. Let's say you got 40 going in and you got 4 come out. What happens to the other 36? With every person that goes in your funnel, you want to have definite closure. For every single person, you want to have definite closure. Now, all right, first of all, you need to know that there's got to be a sense of urgency, so you want them going through your funnel as quick as possible. You want them either as a yes, a no, a scratch, and the rest go into your CWT file. So let's say you got 40 going in, and you got 4 yeses, and 16 said no, or you didn't want them, and 10 goes into your CWT file. Now, unfortunately, what happens way too often is a lot of equestrians start their prospects into the funnel, but they never get a yes or a no. I'm telling you, the DVD players of the world have EcoQuest DVDs sitting around collecting dust. There's a lot of that. And people are afraid of rejection, so they don't want to call them back. We start them through the funnel. You know what I mean. People that say, well, get back in touch with me. I haven't had a chance to view the DVD. Or, yeah, I'm interested, and I'll be on the call. I'm interested, I'll be at the meeting, count on me. Or, yeah, I'm going to the website as soon as I get access to the computer there. That's the kind of stuff that we all hear, isn't it? So when should you follow up with these people? That night. Right away. Not 4 or 5 days later. And don't be waiting around for them to call you. The chances are they're not going to. Once you start this process, you've got to continue through the process to get a definite yes or no. Everybody who goes into the funnel needs to go through your step-by-step process to get a yes, a no, a scratch, or a CWT file as quickly as possible. If you have a prospect who says they are going to do something, and when you call them back and they haven't done it, you need to give them another assignment, maybe another website, or perhaps a three-way call with your upline, or listen to the Mike Jackson 800 number overview. In other words, you need to keep process going by giving them a little bit more information each time, even if they didn't do what they were supposed to do. You'll find out, you know, in short order whether you even want to keep processing them or not. The point of it is you've got to have definite closure. You can't let them get hung up in the funnel. If you don't do this, your prospects, they'll end up in that middle of the funnel someplace and they'll clog it all up. Folks, you just got to get closure with these people. Every person that goes in, if they don't sponsor, or if you realize in the course of conversation that they're not what you're looking for, then you scratch them off your list. And they're gone forever. You get rid of them. You unclog your funnel. If you don't scratch them, they'll go into your CWT file. And your CWT file is for those whose timing is just not quite right for them. And folks, our life is a constant evolution of change. We don't know what's going to happen in their life. It's like prejudging, you know. People tend to prejudge when they're making up their list, and you just can't do that. You can't think for these people. All right, they're still in your CWT file, and you'll get some of them sooner or later. You will get some of them. I've had people in my CWT file for over 2 years, and some of them it took me that long to get them into EagleQuest. Okay, unfortunately, we have prospects that showed interest in the beginning of the process, but we don't know what happened to them. And, you know, all of us are guilty of that. They're in the funnel someplace. they just kind of get caught up in the middle of the funnel. But folks, I say it again, you've got to have closure with these folks. You don't care what they say. Yes, no, that doesn't matter. You just want them off the fence and out of your mind. Why? So you can start work on the next 40. So remember, 40 in, yes, no, scratch, or CWT. Okay, in closing, the last thing I want to share with you all, whoever is the worst EagleQuester on the line tonight or listening to this tape, and I certainly don't have anyone in particular in mind, if that person puts enough people in their funnel, do you think enough people will drop out to give them a $2,000 a month income? Now, most of you are saying, well, yeah. And, of course, the answer is yes. Well, if they put enough people in the funnel, no matter how bad or how unskilled they are, will eventually enough people drop out to earn them $5,000 a month? Yes, of course. What about $10,000 a month? Yes, again. Folks, the business is numbers. The problem that people have is that they get all emotionally involved and wrapped up in who does and who doesn't. When you understand the name of the game is sorting through people, some will, some won't, so what? Somebody is waiting for you. If you can't, you know, if you can get in the marketplace and forget yourself and find people that you can help, believe me, your life will get much better. If you can go in the marketplace with that kind of mentality, know that even if you are the worst EagleQuester on the call tonight or listening to this tape, you can make $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 or more a month if you just understand the name of the game is sorting through people. You've heard it before. Amateurs try to convince. Professionals sort. I hope you will take what I've given you over these last 4 weeks and use this information and master it through repetition and sort through the people and have the success that I know that EagleQuest can bring you.